Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm so pleased to be joined by filmmaker Damian Kozole. Thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure for me.
Presenting the new film Half Sister, and I remember, I think 2 years ago, we were in Sarajevo talking about the film while you were still sort of in the early stages of it. So it's great to talk with you, and I haven't seen the film, and I've loved it. I'm happy to talk with you about it. But just for the benefit of our listeners who may not be familiar with the film yet, would you like to maybe introduce it a little bit and tell us about the story before we can start talking about it in some more detail?
Half Sister is a story about two stubborn, grumpy, a little bit lost half sisters who are forced to live in the small, shabby apartment in Ljubljana. They don't want to share anything because of some problems from the past, and slowly they are finding some steps and connection one toward another.
Right, and so one of the interesting aspects, I think, is like the difference in the main characters' personalities, which I think, as we were saying before the interview, is also maybe accentuated by the fact that one of the actresses wasn't a professional actress, you know. Do you think that contributed to it as well?
Could be, because there was a huge problem how to find the right cast for this film, because I'm always, for me, cinema is always much more about the characters than about the story, and Half Sister is the same. It's about, I mean, I'm developing stories always from the characters, not opposite. Usually, you know, you have some idea about the story and then you are developing a script. I always need to find something interesting in some characters, and through the characters, I'm developing the story. And for Neža was easy. I find Neža in first stage of casting. Instantly, when I met her, I knew that she will be in Asia. And the time was passing by, and I met many Slovenian, perfect Slovenian actress, and it just didn't work for me. And in one moment, I felt that I need somebody who will think like a real character in front of the camera. And Ursa, who is co-writer of the film, was at that time my first AD, so she was always around me. And one day I asked her, what about, you know, I'm thinking to make test also with you. And I remember very well her answer. She said, if you really want me to destroy your career, we could try. And that sounds interesting challenge for me, and that's how we started. She was very unhappy, and she was fighting against, no, I'm not an actress, I'm studying directing. And in the meantime, she made her first film, which was very popular in Slovenia, so nowadays everybody knows her as a director. And now before the Karlovy Vary, you know, when some promotion was in the media, you know, I got so many calls with, you know, there is a huge mistake because, you know, there is that Ursa, you know, is playing the main character in your film, which is impossible. And it's a little bit, you know, stupid to explain all the time, yes, but she is an actress. Well, I think that that there is, I know Ursa very well because she was also my assistant director on my previous films. So we collaborate together last 5-6 years. And I think there is something on her face which audience and viewers makes wonder what she's thinking, what she feels. And that was one of the things which I needed in the character of Irena.
Since you mentioned the start, that a starting point for you is the characters themselves. Obviously, the beauty of this film is that there's such contrasting personalities, but there's also the fact that they come from different countries. Is that also part of it?
Well, it's not really that they come from the different countries, mm-hmm. because they both come from the coastal town Isola, right. which is idea, you know, like everywhere, you know, tourism and Airbnbs. So it means mm-hmm. during the summer, it's crazy and overcrowded. And when the season stops, you know, it's so depressive. So both are coming from the same town. But the problem, which is, I mean, this film touch also, let's say, typical Slovenian chauvinism, which is not open, like, you know, in the Balkan, you know, the history of Balkan, and we like to kill each other.
That's one way to put it.
But we Slovenians, you know, we are on the north of ex-Yugoslavia. We are pretending that we are a little bit different and better than others. You know, we are just, I don't know if you know, but there was a huge tragedy after Slovenia became independent state in 1991. Slovenia erased around 27,000 people from former Yugoslavia. They just erased it from any evidences. So that's a kind of Slovenian approach, you know, toward the foreigners. For me, it was important part that, so Neža's mother is also from Isola, but she's Albanian. And, you know, we are I'm talking as a society, you know, that I'm sure that if you ask any Slovenians, he or she will tell you that we are very tolerant and very open, you know. But there is some kind of hidden chauvinism, you know, which we are not aware of. And Irena, the main character, who is for me sympathetic, and she is a woman in trouble, but she is not aware that she is presenting chauvinism as well, you know, because it's not only problem that father went with another girl, with another woman 30 years ago, and it's not a problem that there is a half-sister, but there is also a big problem that this half-sister is also half-Albanian. And that could be, I mean, you know, problem, which for me is a representation of chauvinism.
Yeah, yeah. As well as that, I find another theme in this film that's very important is compassion, like understanding each other's situations. Was that also important for you, especially in the way in which the two lead characters connect with each other?
Yes, it was important, and that was idea from the very beginning, because I strongly believe that we live in such a dangerous, tough times with so many lunatics on power that compassion is very important thing, and that we need to spread some positive vibration around. And there was also, how to say, one personal reason, my previous films, which were quite bleak, because I think that my films are always in some kind of relation with the society, and yeah. I'm really not very positive about the society, not only Slovenian, but in general European society, and I think that we are going to the wrong way. So, you know, my films, and I traveled quite a lot with those films, and there was some situations I met some programmers or some audience, and they approached to me and they said, "Oh, but you're a completely normal person. I thought that you are very depressive, depressive director, because your films are so bleak." So it was kind of therapy also for me, and not only for, I'm joking, I really believe that we need some optimism, and that we need to do something positive for the society.
Yeah, yeah. Is there anything in particular that kind of gets you down when you think about society today? Something that stands out as an example?
Yeah, but there is, you know, so many problems, starting with I can say openly, psychopath Trump. To the, I read a week ago, the situation in Turkey, you know, when there is, you know, problem with the women writer who just mention abortus in their book. You know, that's completely crazy. I'm afraid that as soon as possible, I'm afraid that soon lunatics will run this world, which is terrible. Mm.
One of the things that fascinated me about this film is that a lot of it takes place in the flat. Not all of it, but a lot of it. And it seemed to me like the flat was very small. And again, the two main characters are like almost moving around a lot. You know, they're like cats and dogs in a way. Is it difficult to kind of shoot in a situation like that? Did you find that challenging?
It was challenge to shoot in an apartment with around, I don't know, less than 40 square meters. Could you imagine the whole crew and at least two actresses all the time? But I was insisting to shoot in the real apartment because for me, the apartment was as, how to say, a character in this film. And it would be completely fake to shoot that in a studio. And there is a balcony as well. And then it's day and there is night, you know. For him, it was very important to shoot this in a real location. And in general, I like films which are compressed on a small location. I always remember one interview, probably, you know, in this famous book Between Truffaut and Hitchcock. And Hitchcock mentioned one that he's planning to shoot entire film in one telephone cell, you know. And that, for me, that was so crazy, you know. I'm still, you know, I said that could say only Hitchcock, but this half-sister is quite close.
Yeah.
But the main reason was, you know, to confront two person in one small place where there is no shelter to avoid, you know. The main question at the beginning, Kneja said, where is my room? And there was no room, so I wanted to just confront openly this two half-sister.
I'm very interested in that. Maybe we can end it on this. Do you like to place restrictions on yourself, and do you find inspiration in these types of restrictions?
In general, nobody likes restriction, but after a few films, I found out that restrictions are cool, because restrictions force you to be more creative than, you know, if you have everything, you know, you just say, okay, let's do this and let's do this, you know. But for me is when, you know, there are a few stages in the process making films. You know, I'm really enjoying writing the script, and there is casting and working with the actors. You know, the process of rehearsing was around 10 months with both characters in the film. But shooting, you know, shooting, many times they ask me, what does it shooting? You know, shooting is solving problems. So many problems every day, and that's part of your job. So you need to solve problems.
Wow, interesting. Okay, so unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap it up. But it was fascinating talk with you. It really was. Thank you very much for joining us.
It was so pleasure having me here.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.